I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Scores of Christians mourn the latest bloodshed in Nigeria. And your gift to help children in India hear about Jesus will reach twice as far this month. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. In a rural part of northeastern Nigeria, last Saturday, armed men riding motorcycles descended on farmers harvesting their fields. The resulting attack left at least 110 people dead and wounded many others. Todd Nettleton is host of Voice of the Martyrs Radio.
There are also believed to have been some people who were kidnapped in the attack, so taken captive. What we don't know for sure is exactly who perpetrated the attack. There are two groups active in that part of Nigeria. One, Boko Haram, which is one we're all at least somewhat familiar with. The other, Islamic State West Africa Province, or ISWAP.
Both of these groups hold heavy animosity towards Christians in Nigeria, often targeting churches and whole villages for violence.
Both of these groups want to establish a caliphate, an Islamic area that would be governed by Sharia law, in their minds, sort of heaven on earth, because everyone would be a Muslim, everyone would follow the Islamic law the way they interpret it, and so they see Christians as a direct opposition to that.
Please pray these militants will come to their senses and realize their violent actions won't bring about any kind of ideal society. And pray also for the families of the victims in this attack, that God would comfort them. The number of people who need help surviving another day rose to 40% this year, the UN reports. COVID-19 made life even harder for the world's most vulnerable people groups. Peter is a Christian worker serving in East Africa with the World Concern.
We focused much on the Horn of Africa, which has a huge share of the problems that are affecting people.
Millions of people in East Africa were already suffering from years of prolonged drought, followed by record-setting floods, and then came the locusts.
Now with COVID-19 coming in, building on those, it has been quite a challenge.
Religious restrictions prevent World Concern workers from sharing the gospel, but restrictions can't stop the Holy Spirit.
We may not be able to talk about the kingdom of God and Jesus Christ, but the need that we provide, we've been able to come so close with the community because of the work that we do, because the values that World Concern stands for.
Learn how you can help when you find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Pray believers find creative ways to share Christ. And pray for wisdom for World Concern.
And one great thing that World Concern has been doing is looking at how it can be able to bridge the gap of need, both for the acute and also the critical needs that are arising from the loss of livelihoods.
And exciting news, our friends at Mission India just launched their biggest ever matching grant for the month of December. This month only, every dollar donated to Mission India's 10-day children's Bible clubs will be doubled up to $490,000.
So if we meet that match total, 980,000 children in India will have the opportunity to attend a children's Bible club next year. So I think that's fantastic. So just under 1 million kids will have the ability to experience Jesus, all because of this 1 month of giving.
That's Eric Morrishead with Mission India. And now he says that this year, the COVID-19 pandemic has obviously complicated things for their Bible clubs, but they're taking precautions so the gospel can still reach kids in India.
Where we're able to safely do so, we've launched our programs and specifically our children's Bible clubs around India. And when we're not able to do so, we don't. We're not able to run those programs. Our Bible club leaders actually reach out to families and really just try to make sure they're doing okay.
Because it only costs $1 to send a kid to attend a children's Bible club, literally every single dollar makes an eternal difference. You can give to Mission India's Christmas Hope Matching Challenge at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. It uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.